Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Hot release.
Time for your hot releases. The things that come out during the week, we do it on Tuesday because they all used to come out on Tuesday. I don't know when all that changed, but now they don't. And there's new stuff popping up now. You're probably going to have some games coming out because people get done with their Christmas games about now. So
slowly.
Yeah,
most
they
of them
trickle
are like February, March for any big releases.
We haven't had a monster in a while. There's some big ones, but nothing like huge.
There's rumors of Fallout 5 coming out, but that's supposedly like 2 years away. Elder Scrolls, things like
that. But the PlayStation 5 didn't have like a big combo release.
No.
With a game.
No, they had a couple, and there's new releases out today that are for the PS5, but nothing major.
Because wasn't Red Dead kind of along the same lines as the PS4 had come out, and Red Dead was coming?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a reason.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of the one reason I haven't been able to find one. But other than that, it's like I haven't really like had to have that PS5 because there isn't nothing that's driving me. Like, I got to have that game, and it's only available PS5.
There won't be any
PS5.
Reason probably until Christmas because all of the big releases
all
will come
out. Yeah, I don't know. I'm still barely – I play Wheel of Fortune on my PlayStation 4, and it's great fun.
What about The Sims, though? Is that enough reason for you to buy, like, a PS5 or
no.
a computer? Okay, well, The Sims 4 is out today, and they've got a an add-on pack. It's called The Sims 4 Paranormal Stuff.
Oh, God. Ghosts in The Sims.
Ghosts in The Sims.
And this is the same Sims as it was 30 years ago when you just build a little thing. Now you can...
Now you create a haunted house?
Yeah, and now you build Disneyland. Do I still get to burn it all down at the end with a dragon or a typhoon?
I think the typhoon, yeah. And with paranormal, why wouldn't you have a dragon to burn
Absolutely.
It down? Absolutely. Host a seance?
Maybe there's some ghost love.
I'm not sold on the PS5 yet for this.
I think I feel some. Yeah, I'm with you. I think I'm with Bert on this one. I feel a little guilty if I was making other people's computer lives better than my own.
Right.
And that's
right.
the whole
if that
object.
Was your fantasy?
Yeah.
The Dark Eye, Chains of Satan.
Yeah, we were talking about that this morning.
Yeah.
Would you let an alien probe your dark eye?
Your dark eye.
This All right, I'm out on this one, too.
This is it in gameplay. Look at that right there, Bert. That's what your dark eye looks like.
Beyond the realm.
This is what it's like inside
your
the dark eye.
Imagination. The black wings. It's too late now.
Overacting.
Oh, that's a lot of overacting. It's like that autistic doctor.
They were sure this would put an end to the curse of his prophecy.
That's a bad voiceover,
man,
too.
They were wrong.
A little too heavy.
This sounds bushy.
A little too heavy.
Young Garon's destiny appears to be
They got a friend to read this.
This is weak.
I had a friend who he's made a movie, and he texts me. He goes, hey, will you do the trailer voice? And I'm like, yeah, but you should probably hire somebody real for that. I mean, I can do it, but it's going to come
but
across
You did the trailer. Well, you did. That was actually more of a character for that movie that you did here, right?
Oh, with Martin Cove.
Right.
From Cobra Kai.
Friend.
My good friend Martin Cove. When he dies, I'll do
Remember
a
that,
Dave
Brett?
Pratt
no.
eulogy.
Yeah. What was the name of that one?
Show No Mercy.
That's right.
It's a film I was in.
Really?
Yeah.
It was part of a video game, right?
Well, no, it's a movie. It's cinema. He doesn't understand that.
It's
part of cinema with Martin Cove and his son. And
how was it?
It was actually pretty good. The guys,
because
I was in it.
I knew that was coming.
I play and somewhat of an overlord deity type figure that dictates a second world. Once you climb into this video game, I am in control of all that goes on. And I float in the sky. My head floats in the sky.
I still have the Show No Mercy.
Show No Mercy, available on nothing, really. Good luck finding it. I don't even have a copy.
You don't?
No, I
don't.
Martin didn't send you one?
Probably. They sent me one. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. I don't have a DVD player.
Just a PlayStation
for
him.
Well, yeah, give me a copy of that great movie.
He gives out hats.
I voiced a cartoon for this ASU student, and it was the coolest thing. It was Frosty the Snowman, but he had gone crazy. And he started this like Nazi army of snowmen kind of thing. Yeah, it was this cool thing, but it was this neat thing. So I don't even know the story on it, but he had this new type of animation and he was working on it at ASU. He goes, we listen to the show. I want you to do the voices for the snowman. And then I'm like, absolutely. So I drive over to ASU. I'm like, I want to be part of these things because I'm put it on a tape. And then someday maybe you're like, I've done a couple things. And next thing you know, you get gigs because it does sound kind of fun. So I go over there and I'm like, all right, I voiced this thing and I put heart and soul into it and I feel like I've done a pretty good job. And they're like, this is great. Month later, he comes back. He goes, our animation sucked. It didn't work hardly at all. You know, like a D, like a D minus. Yeah. And he sends me the copy of it. And it's like all the, it looks like I could have done it my first day in CAD
oh,
drawing.
No.
And the guys are like, we're sorry. It's like, no, it's fine.
We had big ambitions.
They had huge ambitions, and the computer art was harder than they thought or whatever, and the animation didn't come out like they wanted. And it's like when a video game glitches every once in a while, the snowman would be like going down the street, and then the background would just go whoosh and turn into this triangle, and it just looked bad. But those are the two things I've done. But Show No Mercy was legit.
Oh, yeah.
That was a legitimate deal. That was
I gotta see
IMDb.
This.
Well, I got an IMDb credit for it. And I think a picture of my head in the movie is on it. So it's kind of neat.
I think it is on the IMDb page.
But it's I'm on the poster. Martin Cove sent me a T-shirt autograph saying thanks for being part of our thing.
Jim, thanks for being part of
the bug. Yeah, basically what I said. Sweep the leg, Jimmy. I'm like, no. Actually, God, if you'd just gone with a real line, you'd have nailed it. But thanks for everything. Little Jimmy Holmgren out there in Tempe. Nope, not even close.
What a trooper that kid is.
Tempe.
Little cancer patient.
Yeah, he's dying of cancer.
All right.
His last breath.
TV out this week on Hulu. You can watch the season 2 of Mixed-ish,
right.
The offshoot of Black-ish and Grown-ish.
Not nearly as funny as Black-ish. Black-ish is very funny.
Black-ish is very funny.
Hi, I'm Rainbow Johnson. I'm a doctor, a wife, and a mother to 5 beautiful children. But as I watch them grow into the people they are today,
Deion Cole is so funny on Black-ish.
Oh yeah,
he's great.
He opened up on that when he was in here with you.
Oh, yeah, that show's. If that show was 20 years ago, before all the streaming and stuff, it would have been the Cosby Show for a new generation without all the rape.
Here's one for Brett. Tyler Perry's The Haves and Have Nots, season 7 on OWN Network.
You like Tyler
Does Madea show up?
You like Madea. You're going to reap for
what you sow. And
there's white people in here.
Wait a minute. What's going on?
You got the right clip?
That's the right one. You got the...
So season 7 premiered in August, but they split it up into 2. So this is season 7 part B.
Is this like a soap opera? I've never heard of The Haves and Have Nots. What channel is this on?
OWN. The Oprah Network.
There you go. And Oprah not necessarily targeting me as an audience member.
Not probably, no.
A lot of girl shows on there.
And then over on Netflix, because you guys brought it up, I think, earlier or maybe later last week with Liam Neeson, The Naked Gun from
Is that happening?
That's on – well, the
original.
The original is on Netflix. You can watch it there. But then they've got a big premiere this week. Penguin Bloom with Naomi Watts and Andrew Lincoln is premiering –
what's this?
I believe today. It's a movie.
Oh, mom fell off the edge of the cliff on vacation, and now she's in a wheelchair.
Can you feel this? That's cool. Like a superpower.
This isn't forever. Oh, this is going to be depressing.
Yeah.
You want to erase yourself, who you were.
It's crippled Australians. The worst kind of cripples.
She was a surfer.
She used to love the water, but now she can't walk.
Maybe she should have left it there.
She needs a knife.
Penguin.
Penguin the bird.
So the penguin inspires her to walk again? Or waddle?
She doesn't want to be stuck inside, does she?
The metaphor. That's a metaphor. I don't want to be stuck in this chair like that penguin. I have to let them be free.
Another metaphorical
movie. Push me off another cliff.
Out on Netflix is Finding Ohana. A little feel-good movie.
All right.
Ioane, please don't kill your sister.
You guys look taller in the picture.
Are these Tongans?
Sure.
Seems a little unsanitary. And I'm not spending my senior year stuck on this stupid island.
No way. Nice. He sees what he likes
now.
Nice. He's going to add pineapple to that.
Feel it?
That's some John Wick fancy business.
Hallie.
Journalist.
He was a some ginger Hallie comes Peruvian. In and steals the Hawaiian hottie.
The Peruvian treasure's legendary.
I don't know what's going on. Oh, this is all over the road.
This is Hawaiian Goonies, basically, is what it is.
It's picturesque Goonies.
It is very much picture.
I got
whatever
it.
I'm trying to
that.
Say.
Don't worry about it. I cut it. No reason to repeat it, especially if you can't say it.
Chewing your food twice. We Are Brooklyn Saints is out. This is a new TV show on Netflix, or series.
All right.
You really look at
this is going to have cuss words in the preview.
I think so, yeah.
See another side of Brooklyn.
Like 40 kids playing football.
Rule number one.
Rule number two.
Have
fun. Oh, it is. It's about coaching inner city kids in football.
It takes a village to raise a child. The Brooklyn Saints is that village. We teach the kids fundamentals of football.
These kids have a concussion.
Man.
We teach them how to be young men.
Yeah. Oh, it just teaches.
If we play well this season, we get a chance to go to Florida and play for the national championship.
That's the my lawn guy, Al Smith. His son, Al Smith. They keep it simple in that family. He coaches the Chandler Wolves, and they go to that tournament in Florida every year.
It's a huge tournament.
Or not Chandler Wolves. Maybe it is, but it's a club team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they've won it a couple of times. He asked me for money once, and he said, hey, we need help for this and this. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And it turns out they're like number two in the country, this Chandler football club team. And Al's one of the coaches. And he mows my grass. It's great. I get updates all the time. I don't even know if they're still doing it, but I bet you they play these Brooklyn Knights.
They are, because I think Florida and, well, up until recently, Arizona was one of the only states that was still allowing a lot of those tournaments
cool
to go
logo.
On.
Cool logo. I said Chandler Wolves. That's the high school, I think.
But sounds they've got, right, they've got Chandler
like a,
Wolves.
They've got the – it's cool. It's really neat what
Hamilton
they've
got. Huskies, Chandler Wolves.
We're not going to go down that list, Brady. Right, stop.
All right, new music out today. Weezer. You remember the boys in Weezer?
Oh, yeah.
They've got a new album out, OK Human. This follows up their covers album, which had Africa on it. Cast. Well,
everybody needs a hero. This is a your social opinion distant
on,
album.
Yeah, your opinion on Chevelle is the exact opinion I have about Weezer.
They just make the radio better.
Yeah, everything that they do is listenable. It's not my first go-to, but every time it's on, I rarely change it.
I think the last all-through listening album for them was the green one.
Okay.
Hashpipe. And then from there on, it's pick and choose some.
But they've got...
I never liked Beverly Hills.
They've got 30 hits.
Oh, they're loaded up.
Yeah.
But that Blue...
But they're spread out over albums. It's not like you're going to throw a Weezer album on, yeah.
Yeah, Blue is...
But that's the same with Chevelle to me. I can't listen to a whole Chevelle album front to back.
Yeah.
I'm the same way... We were just talking about earlier. I'm the same way with the... After Wasting Light, Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
I can't listen to a whole album of Foo Fighters. Love the newer stuff. Yeah. Wasting Light was amazing.
After that, with kind of Devo.
Sonic Highways, I listen to.
Pretty big on Devo. Used to be able to listen to the whole album of Devo. Really just kind of relax and listen to a whole 12 Devo song.
Poolside.
Nothing better than that 10th Devo song in a row. That really, that's, and by then you should be totally relaxed.
Exploring new territory.
Yeah.
When you hit songs like S.I.B., Brett, it's
I don't know what that is.
Swelling, itching brain.
There's a side B?
Yeah. S.I.B.
It's Devo, come on. Yeah.
All right, so
they're all side B.
Black Honey is another new band out with an album today.
I think we played them.
I think so too. Yeah. Believer is the name of the album, and or actually, this is the name of the song, Believer.
This is Black Honey.
Yep.
Oh,
was he singing or what?
Gwen Stefani trying, doing the little. Cutesy Betty Boop sound. Bert's got no time for this.
Wow. So that's Black Honey.
Nothing special there.
Our friends in Gray Days have an EP out.
They got more material?
It's called Amends.
Is Chester in it?
It was originally released in 94. Yes, it's all about Chester, Chester. So can't find any of the tracks because they basically do an explaining of every track on the album, of the videos that you have.
So you can't really play it.
So that's really about it for music today. Nothing really major other than that.
So save your money for next week.
Yeah, there's something good next week.
You're not on the Black Honey?
No.
Maybe Weezer.
Might as well listen to Gwen Stefani if that's
wrong. Yeah, that did kind of sound like a...
Or Halsey or something.
Maybe Madea wants that for Valentine's.
Oh, she ain't good enough. Valentine's.
Yeah, Ever is. Yeah, I got to go give my yard guy extra money and go beat these Brooklyn Knights.
Oh, phew.
Take out the documentary kids. And I mean, with great force. Anyway. Yeah, not a whole lot standing out there.
Finding Ohana, you don't like the Hawaiian Goonies?
No. I didn't like the first Goonies.
What?
Really?
What? Classic.
You were like 30 when that came out. You can't like it. You didn't like Goonies.
Yeah, I like Goonies.
You did?
Yeah.
Like you were too old for Goonies.
Never too old
Goonies
for
like
Goonies.
12-year-olds.
Goonies never die.
Goonies never say die.
Goonies is dopey to me. I don't think I ever saw it all the way through. I've seen it in chunks and pieces and parts. That was unintentional.
Thanks, Brady.
I know you love that.
Thanks, Brady.
Again.
How do you know it's a dad joke? It becomes a parent.
Anyway.
My brother. Oh, yeah.
I'll be here all week. Try the sauce.
Yeah, I never saw it all the way through in pieces, and then I put the movie together, and I'm like, I don't like Goonies. Sort of stupid. And then Short Round ruins everything for me. Ever since he destroyed Indiana Jones, I never wanted that kid in any other movie.
Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones.
Me and all of America allowed him one more film, and you're like,
no
you
way.
Wrecked Indy.
Mola Ram was classic.
Indiana Jones is...
I'll take Short Round over the Shia LaBeouf thing that they put out years later, that Crystal Skull.
Here's
I don't
the
think
thing.
I saw that one.
Ugh, you're ready?
Don't waste your time.
You ready for the thing that makes people mad, but I say it all the time? It's my Indiana Jones. Oh, boy, here we go. With Star Wars running a close second, the most overrated movie series of
the,
all time.
Oh, series. Okay. I was going to say the movie. It's the
first
one. First
Indiana Jones.
Awesome.
Raiders of the Lost Ark's great.
Amazing. Second one, ruined it.
Yeah.
Third one is Sean Connery
Remember
fun,
Barry's.
But it's not a
it
good movie.
It was fun. Yeah. It was fun.
I liked
it. It was better than the second
your,
one.
Your Connery love is the
It was fun.
It.
It's sure. Connery. Yeah, no, I'm not saying it was a great movie, but it
and
was
I liked
fun.
The, in the
it's
story.
Connery. It's Connery.
I mean,
without Connery, that movie
that stuff,
stinks.
That movie is Templar.
Terrible without Connery and Harrison Ford. The story is average. And then the special effects are brutal. That's
but
Steven Spielberg.
Star Wars?
Star Wars is the most overrated series of
Oh,
movies.
Here we go.
I'm sorry, Star Wars fans. You have to admit, 1 through 3 and 7 through 9 are incredibly average movies at best.
They're acting is average.
Yeah. I'm a Star Wars guy. I like it. But you have to sit back and say these are bad movies.
John Gordon's going to come running in here with a machete.
And I think even he would admit it's, you know, now it's just a thing that we do because of habit. Like Mandalorian started great and then started to peter out a little bit and had a great ending this last season. Had, oh, we're back. But again, it was because Luke was in it. Spoiler alert. All of a sudden they got CGI Luke back in and everybody's like, oh, what a great ending because now we're familiar again. The first three Star Wars movies, the third one's kind of crappy. First two are great. Second one starts probably better than the first. And then the third one's kind of garbage with the Ewoks. And then from there
they had them all going this past weekend.
Name another series of movies that is more disappointing. Police Academy. That's in the same category.
Friday the 13th because there's 97 of them.
But they were never lauded as
Nightmare
like
on
amazing.
Elm Street.
They're all campy and supposed to be, and they've never been taken seriously. Like Godfather 3, hate to break it to everybody. Sorry, Brett.
It's not that good.
It's
solid across the board.
Really admit that one.
Fast and
terrible.
Furious. I
mean, yeah, that's another one. That's on the list. Because the first one.
They're going to space next.
I know. I saw
no, that. No, they're not. Are they real?
Going to space.
Yeah.
True drifting.
And Knobs still go and pay to see this.
Yeah, because
I got a 68 Chevelle that has a jet pack in it. We're going to Mars.
And then they had, like, Barry Paul Walker on Mars. They always have some tribute. Yeah, that's the Calvin and Hobbes one they did last was so bad. But, yeah, that series is terrible. Because the first movie came out, and everybody's like, hey, that's not bad. Like, I was surprised. Fast and Furious
but that was
good.
An offshoot, right? That was
no,
the Rock and that was the Rock and Statham.
Oh, Calvin and Hobbes was terrible. About, yeah. I'm talking about the first one.
The first one was good. It was entertaining.
Good.
It was entertaining.
And, like, cars were cool, and what they did seemed reasonable, and you give them – and then it just went off the rails with – Now
come on, man.
Terribly stupid. No, you like
that
movie.
Party up there in the Tokyo Stop. Drift.
Yeah, Tokyo
parking
Drift.
Parking garage.
I don't even know how they survived to a fourth after that. But yeah, name another series of movies that's. I mean.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I'm putting Star Wars and Indiana Jones in the category with Fast and the Furious. And that's. They had two. Like Rocky might be up there as a series of movies that is just.
First Blood.
Rambo's in the mix.
Yeah, Rambo's definitely in the mix.
Rambo's great.
First
Rambo
Blood.
2 is incredible.
First Blood is awesome.
And then from there on, you're like, what am I watching? It's just Cambodians getting their heads blown off like crazy, which I loved.
It actually improved.
Rocky does go off the rails.
Because you had the third one.
Oh, it didn't improve. It just got so violent, you couldn't not. You had to watch. You couldn't believe what was going on.
That's improvement, John.
Yeah, no. Yeah, the Rocky series, overrated. But they're Americana, so we hang on to it. But they've buried them. But Indiana Jones is a one and done. There's one good Indiana Jones movie. If the
Star Wars,
Two good
Star Wars and Empire, and that's
yep,
about
that's
it?
That's about it. Otherwise, you're not going to break your neck to see those. If they're on, you'll be like...
The Aliens were pretty solid. The
first two.
Yeah.
And first then two, Alien versus Predator.
Third one.
It's pretty bad.
Third one in the prison.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Alien and Aliens are good. But yeah, one good Indiana Jones, two good Star Wars. We have to be honest about these things. We have to.
I guess we'll see with Ghostbusters.
Terrible.
Well, when the new one comes out, there's the trilogy version.
Terrible. There's one good Ghostbusters. The second one's terrible.
Yeah.
And then Girl Ghostbusters is the WNBA
I don't count
film.
That.
That's awful. So we have to be more honest with our history with film. And everybody just loves the original Indiana. They don't want to go on to what really happened to them, which is terrible things, terrible scripts. Space aliens got involved and refrigerators, and I don't know what the hell was going on in that crystal.
Yeah, that was
skull.
Terrible. Crystal meth is what it should have been called.
Because that's what you needed to like it. Indiana Jones, you're on crystal meth.
But you didn't. The other ones that Lord of the Rings or
terrible movie. Yeah. I stand by
and
that.
People.
All the way.
You know, there's.
Yeah. I like the Lord Phantom of the Rings, but I read those as a kid, so.
Exactly. I rest my case.
Yep. King knew that boring. Was coming. Knew that was coming.
Walked right into that one.
No, I set it up. Come on.
I've said this about Lord of the Rings. Each individual film is a drag. You have to watch all 9 hours to have it
definitely
matter.
Do.
They don't end.
You definitely do.
The first one doesn't end. It's like they just start marching off in a mountain. I'm like, I just wasted 3 hours. Give me an ending. This isn't a movie. This is part of a movie.
Recently, John Wick 1 and 2.
Pretty good. Third one's terrible. But
whoa, I've never heard this take. John, all of the James Bond movies except for Pierce Brosnan.
Wow, that's the curveball.
Yeah.
I'll say that. James Bond might be the most overrated character in movie history.
Absolutely not.
How dare you?
Yeah. It's Connery again. He had something on us.
You carrying today?
What? Damn right. Mm-hmm. Always.
Careful.
Daniel Craig's great.
Mind your words.
Daniel Craig's first one's amazing.
I actually put Daniel Craig.
Casino Royale is great.
Yeah. The first one is the best Bond movie, I think. The first Daniel Craig. Was that which one was that? Quantum of Solace.
No,
Quantum
of
Solace sucked.
Casino Royale. That's right. That was the one where he's playing cards.
But he had the one. Maybe Casino Royale.
Whatever the one Chris Cornell did the soundtrack for.
That was Casino Royale.
That's a great one. A little long, but yeah, the Bond movies aren't very good. They're just
amazing.
Die Hard is another one that after the first one kind
of
sucked.
I haven't seen all of them.
Which one was two? Was that at the airport? And Die Hard
with Sam Jackson.
Okay,
Sam Jackson was in three.
He was three.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that one had some good spots, but
oh yeah,
that was just funny because Sam Jackson was in there.
Yeah,
other than
Sam
that,
Jackson,
it wasn't,
well, yeah, and Lethal Weapons and other. We're talking about movies that were Academy Award nominees, and then the whole thing just petered out. So anyway. Interesting talk, though. Those are your hot releases, complete with Indiana Jones talk. We got the entertainment drill coming up.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.